Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Are you seeking your Lord this Christmas week? I pray that you will make special time this week to seek your Lord as the shepherds did in the town of David. I'm Charlene Steinkamp from God Heals Hurting Marriages. This week I've been sharing about the many different people in the Christmas story. Let me continue to read from Luke chapter 2. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. I pray that you are encouraged as you hear this Christmas story. The Lord is telling you today to not be afraid of your circumstances. Seek your Lord with all your heart, as it is written in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." God is in control. He will guide your every step, just as God told the angels to tell the shepherds about their Savior being born. The shepherds were chosen and given a very important message. May I ask you today, has the Lord chosen you to stand up for the sanctity of marriage? Has the Holy Spirit revealed a very important message for you to speak to others? Will you be obedient to the Lord's will in your life? The shepherds dropped everything to seek their Lord. Are you willing to follow Jesus regardless of where he wants you to go? May you and I always have the desire to radiate the light of our Lord Jesus Christ. After the shepherds saw Jesus, they told everyone. Christmas is your greatest opportunity to invite family, friends, and co-workers to your church services. This week, pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to the disobedient prodigals that are around the world to follow the star to their Lord Jesus, who is waiting with open arms. When prodigals turn to the Lord repenting, they will then get their life and their marriage restored by the Lord as God heals hurting marriages. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.